Talks of cricket, though, because Will Sutherland is going to be captaining Victoria. I wonder if you ever thought that would happen, this young man. Pete Hanscom's off to India, and the chief is going to be leading the troops. And it's great to have him on the line with us on a Wednesday morning. Good morning, Will.
Morning, Half.
Mate, captaining Victoria, this is a very fine little feather in your cap. Did you ever think this would happen?
Yeah, it's probably not something you dream of. No, I've definitely dreamed of playing for Victoria and hopefully play for Australia one day, but I don't think, sort of captaining comes to mind. So, obviously a huge honour, considering the people that have done it that I've sort of played with and seen how important it is, and to lead the group of boys that mean so much to me is really exciting.
Yeah, that's cool. And well said too, just by the way. But leadership's not exactly new to you. You did the under-19 Aussie captaincy, I think. And Paran, you would have captained. I'm sure there's some teams through your junior career that you've captained. You know a fair bit about this sort of stuff, don't you?
Yeah, I've done it a bit. Not as much in the last 2 years, but, yeah, something that really excites me. And, I love doing it. I just feel sort of, very in the game and, makes the time go by quicker, and hopefully you can, make things easier for the teammates that you love and want them to do well. So hopefully I could support them and we can have some success.
Who are the best ones you've played under? It's a bit of a loaded question after Aaron Finch announced his retirement yesterday from international cricket, but who are the best ones you played under?
Yeah, Finchie's great in the white ball. Obviously Pete Hanscom's been really good for me over the last few years. Cam White was obviously one that was a cricket genius on the field. So,
yep.
Guys like that, to think that I'm doing what they were once doing when I was a young kid is amazing. So hopefully I can do half as good as a job as those guys do.
Tell us a bit about the instinct and the strategy and being able to captain out there on the field in the flow. Is that something that you're sort of born with, or can you learn how to manage a situation and see what's unfolding and make things happen before they should?
Yeah, I'm sure there's quite a lot of experience that comes into it, which won't be in my favour, but obviously played a lot of cricket and hopefully can sort of see how things are going, or trying to work out how to get a batter out as soon as possible. And I like to be quite aggressive and on the front foot, so hopefully I can put that to work, and it pays off a couple of times over the next few weeks.
Would you say that you are a student of the game, bit of a cricket nerd?
At times, definitely. I think everyone sort of is. Everyone has to be, to spend so much time in the game. We all love it. So I think if people deny it, they probably still are as well. So I'd have to say I am.
Just while we're there, who's the biggest nerd in the Victorian cricket team?
I'll have to throw young Campbell Kellaway under the bus.
Oh, no.
The amount of balls he hits, and I'll often catch him in the gym and he'll just be shallow batting in the corner somewhere. So, he loves it.
He does love it. He makes a lot of runs, that boy. He's got a bright future as Campbell Kellaway. And this is part of the team that's announced for the Shield game tomorrow at the G, where you will be captaining, that there is some really good elite young talent. And I still throw you in that category as well, Will, with your pathway. So is that part of the joy you get, seeing young talent come through and emerging cricketers get their chance at this level, first-class level?
Yeah, I think definitely exciting for me. We're obviously on a journey as a young group, so this will probably be quite similar to the team that's going to be playing in a few years' time. So what a great opportunity for us to start to get together and build some chemistry and momentum. And, if guys can start to take their chance as well, then we'll be a very strong side in a few years.
How much time have you spent together in the last couple of weeks? And the Big Bash has just finished. Everyone's been all over the shop playing for different teams or not involved in the Big Bash. How hard has it been to get the squad back together and get that connection ready for tomorrow's game?
Yeah, I haven't spent a whole lot of time together. We had our back to blue lunch a week ago, and that's about it really. So a few training sessions and then straight into it. But I think you can definitely tell how excited everyone is to come back to Victoria, which sort of makes it so special. I think we do like playing our Big Bash stuff, but as soon as it's back to Victoria, I think that's what means the most to the boys, and you can just tell that when everyone's back together.
And is there still something about playing Shield games at the MCG? We know that the City Power Centre at the Junction is a great venue and it's home for Victorian cricket, but is there still something about the MCG and playing, even though it's not a capacity crowd there watching the Shield, that you get a bit of a kick out of?
Yeah, 100%, I think. And for us boys that follow AFL as well, you've watched so many big games out there and seen massive crowds. So, despite the crowds not being as big for our games, it's still pretty cool to be out there and, you know, the Coliseum, as people call it. So, yeah, great place to play, and we're very excited.
And what about you? How many overs will you be expecting to bowl? Will you be taking the new ball and just dominating proceedings?
Yeah, I'll take the new in, just bat at three, so I'll take over. Nah,
bat at three? That'd be good.
Nah, I'm just joking. I'll try not to underbowl myself. I think I've done that maybe in the past as a captain, so just try and find the right balance there. And Scotty Boland gave me some great advice. He said, I just take care of my batting and bowling. That's the best sort of thing I can do as a captain. So I'll be trying to just focus on that and hopefully everything takes care of itself.
I was going to ask about the underbowling situation. Captains often do that when they are bowlers, and it has happened through the journey of cricket since the beginning of time, that they don't feel like they want to hog the limelight, so to speak. Who do you speak to about that during the game to make sure that you've got some advice you can lean on?
Yeah, I work with Chris Rogers and Adam Griffiths, our coaches, just to get that right, and very lucky to have some great experienced heads on the field as well. Travis Dean, Marcus Harris and John Holland will all be out there with me. So
yep.
Plenty of older guys to lean on as well if I get in a bit of trouble.
Now tell me, the creams, the whites, the off-whites, the bones, the ivories you're wearing tomorrow, the pants, will they be full length or will they be mid-calf like your Melbourne Renegades pants?
Yeah, that wasn't my finest moment, especially with the blue shoes to go as well. So I'm very excited to be back in the pants that fit me correctly. So yeah, that'll be good.
So hang on, that wasn't by design. That was just the make of the pant, was it, for the Renegades?
Believe it or not, I was wearing the longest ones I could. So it wasn't my choice.
Oh, well, that's a bit better then. That's a bit better. I thought you'd made a conscious decision to just cut the pants short.
No, that would have been a bit of a statement, but no, I didn't do that.
Right, okay, all right. Well, I'm sitting a bit more comfortable in the chair because, you know, I'm a great Renegades man. I've been cheering you on all summer, but I was a bit concerned about that look.
Yeah, no, that wasn't my doing.
Right, okay. And what about the preps for today? Do you roll it over today somewhere just to get ready, or you have a bit of a freshen up?
Yeah, we'll be at the G today. A few meetings with the boys and a hit for those that want it. And then, yeah, I think ready to go. So everyone's in a good space. Have a look at the wicket. And, I think we're all super excited for tomorrow. So, hopefully we can give Queensland a good showing.
Yeah, well, great to have Red Ball Cricket back at the MCG with a very young, talented, exciting Victorian squad led by young, talented, exciting Will Sutherland. Good luck to you, mate. I might even pop in tomorrow morning, say good day and see how you go.
Brilliant half. Thanks very much.
Good stuff. Will Sutherland, the big chief, who'll be leading the charge for the Vics as the Red Ball is back in the Shield against Queensland tomorrow through till Sunday at the mighty MCG. 10:30 is the first ball of the day.